The Office of Personnel Management wants to change your agency's performance rating system for senior executives. Its proposal is out now in the Federal Register. Time is of the essence to weigh in with comments and critiques. Jenny Mattingly's Director of Government Affairs for the Senior Executive Association and watching to see what the new system might look like. Jenny, it's great to have you on. Thank you for being here this afternoon. What do you see in the Federal Register notice that is good for senior executive service members in the government? Thanks for being on today.
Absolutely. Always glad to be here and talk about these issues because they are important that people know about them. You know, it's not so much that this is a new system necessarily. It's that it's really clarifying and highlighting OPM's commitment to the system. Back in 2012, OPM rolled out a new standardized or uniform SES performance management system. Agencies aren't required to use it. I think strongly encouraged is, you know, probably the better word to say for it. And this really puts it into regulation to provide some clarity on that. So we've seen the system start rolling out. Not every agency, I don't think, is using it yet, but we've seen it starting to work and starting to be there with some consistency throughout the agencies, and this really just puts it into regulation.
You've seen it starting to work. Is it starting to work well, I guess, is the question.
Well, you know, implementation is always the question.
Yeah.
You know, I think you can design the best system in the world, and there's going to be some hiccups with it. And so we've still seen, you know, issues of timeliness, fairness. Those are the issues that we want to make sure transparency that senior executives are really getting from their agencies as these are rolled out, and that performance ratings, appraisals, that it's communicated to folks. And that's the piece we want to make sure is being done.
The story in GovExec says the new guidance would expand the rating levels for senior executives from 3 to 5. The new categories would be outstanding, exceeds fully successful, minimally satisfactory, and unsatisfactory. Do the number of categories or what they're called or any of that make any difference? Does the 3 to 5 change make any difference? What is there an end benefit, I guess, is what I'm asking, to both the people doing the rating and the people receiving the ratings, Jenny?
Well, right now, agencies can do 3 or 5 system. Most agencies do the 5 system anyway, so I don't think it's a big change for agencies in that sense. But again, it goes back to standardizing it so people are using one system.
Mm-hmm.
And people really right now, if you've got SESers moving around, systems change. This just makes it easier if everybody's talking the same lingo on this.
Well, part of the problem is that the SESers are not moving around as much as they were originally intended. And I don't mean to give a hard time to either this administration or the SESers themselves, because everybody that I talk to say that hasn't really happened much since the law was enacted in, what, 1978 or 9. I mean, that the mobility question is one of the biggest issues that the government still needs to address, I guess.
Right. There's a lot of talk about that, although a lot of senior executives that I meet have moved throughout their career. So I think some of that is dependent on who you're looking at. I mean, there's almost 7,000 folks in the SES, career SES, and so it depends on who you're looking at. And I also, you know, SEA has been very involved in the mobility issue. Part of it, too, is how much should you move in an SES level versus details or other things, and how much should you move lower down before you get up there.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Mattingly is the Director of Government Affairs for the Senior Executives Association. Back to the standardization concept, are there other areas of dealing with senior executive service members that could be standardized that maybe are different now from agency to agency, like the ratings categories, the ratings levels, but that should probably be streamlined to make it easier as they move from one agency to another?
You know, some of it might be development, areas for getting training, leadership development. Some of those you could certainly do more of a cross-government so that people can network, you get people understanding some of these cross-agency goals and those things. Coming from, again, a lot of it is the same lingo, understanding the goals and the culture of each agency. And so I think along with performance appraisals, you could probably do some of that development on a broader, standardized way.
You mentioned the opt-in situation here, and I wonder if you've had a chance to talk to agencies who've decided to stay on their own on this and get a sense of why they want to do it when, I mean, it's not just a set of levels that OPM's given. There's kind of a toolkit here where this is, it appears to me, at least by reading this rule, that the there are a lot of supporting materials that go along with this, and I wonder if we can gain a sense of why an agency would decide to forgo that.
I think most agencies are doing it. My understanding is that the broad majority are moving over to this system or have moved over to this system. I think they will mostly get there. A lot of times I think it's just understanding what it is and really transitioning the actual processes you have in place to changing over to these ratings and to the basing it on ECQs. But a lot of it's talking about things that agencies want to do, aligning it to executive performance, to agency performance goals, talking about really aligning pay and performance there. And so I don't think that there's a lack of agencies not wanting to do it. I think it's just actually implementing the system and the details that go with that.
So it's a mechanical thing and not a policy decision-making issue where somebody's deciding we're not going to do this forever and ever because we just don't like it for whatever reason.
Not what I'm hearing.
Okay. What do you think this means, Jenny, that all of a sudden we're seeing this focus on the senior executive service? Is this a good thing in your view, or is it maybe a case of a bit of too much attention right now?
Depends on, you know, who's giving the attention to answer that question. But I think from coming from OPM doing this, it's good. One of the things I've talked about to folks on the Hill and other places is a lot of these issues that they're talking about, accountability with senior executives, those things, we have a performance management system. It's making sure it's applied correctly. And anecdotally, we hear a lot of times of senior executives saying that it wasn't necessarily communicated to them. They weren't receiving ratings in a timely manner. It wasn't a transparent system. And so anything that makes that better may help us frame that the system is or is not working with folks on the Hill.
Well, and that's kind of where I wanted to go next, is what is your sense of the things that your members and the people that you talk to, the people that you represent, would like to see happen as this progresses? Maybe not just on the ratings level issue, but on the overall performance management issue, especially given some of the things that have happened with legislation and so on in the past couple of months.
Right. I think understanding, you know, we go up to the Hill and talk to folks about what SES performance is, and I don't think there's a real understanding. If you're looking at private sector or even folks on the Hill, they don't have this real rigorous laid out performance appraisal system in the same way necessarily that you do for the SES or even for other federal employees. And so making sure that they understand that it's actually in there and all the details that you have to go into. Because if you look at these regs, there's a lot that senior executives are rated on. And it's really technical in some pieces, and it applies to line of sight and, you know, agency strategy and GPRA and all these other things. And so it really is doing a lot to look at their performance, and it's a pretty rigorous system. I don't think people realize how rigorous the system is. That you know, when they on the Hill, they think, "Oh, how are these people rated?" I don't think they understand that. And that having this in regulation helps go up there and say, "Look at what this is."
We're kind of at the almost at the end of the year, Jenny, and that's a time where people sometimes step back and look at what's happened to whatever their area of interest or influence is in the past year and think about the year to come. Do you have a sense of what some of the, I don't want to use battles that you expect to fight because that sounds rather harsh, but what are some of the things that you expect to be working on behalf of senior executives in the coming year?
Battles may be correct in some respects.
Yeah, but, I guess so.
You know, but I think the issues that were raised this last Congress are going to be the same ones that we see out there. Accountability, bonuses and performance awards, you know, that's an interchangeable word. I think they are performance awards, but bonus is the word that's used a lot. Whether senior executives should be at will or not, these are going to be issues that I think keep coming as the year goes on.
And is that triggered primarily by the VA legislation and the idea that some in Congress say, well, if it can work there, it could work at another agency?
Absolutely. And that's where I think we're going to see not just more coming for the VA, but I think more coming that looks more broadly at the SES. And I've heard people talk about broadly looking at it, if it works for the SES, does it work for the rest of government?